It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
A man of unquestioned integrity, John Jansen, will
thank you.
Solve the problems of the people. You can send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. The conversations today, neighbor's Airbnb,
ooh,
sleeping with my wife, oh, setting up friends, and a road.
I have no idea what that's about.
And rodent problems.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to all of it. We'll start with the neighbor with the Airbnb. Dear John, my neighbors have recently started renting out their home on the weekends as an Airbnb. They leave town for vacations or whatever. Random people show up. They're blasting their music, inviting over people. It's a party almost every other week. I don't want to be a Karen and call the police on the dang kids and their music. How do I handle the situation?
Well, it depends on the time of it all. If it's, you know, before 10 o'clock, and if you have children, if it's a... This is an issue. It's something that you have to discuss with your neighbors. Now, they have all the right in the world to rent their house out. It sounds like it would be at a place that, you know, would be fun to rent out,
a destination.
But there needs to be a matter of respect, and there needs to be some house rules. And if it's, hey, if it's happening after 10, maybe even 10:30 at night, yeah, there needs to be a discussion about how loud the music is. And if that discussion with the owners doesn't go well or doesn't solve the issue, then it does require a phone call at some point. If they're keeping you up to all hours of the night and it's party central, like that's an unlivable situation.
Yeah, communication is key.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with your neighbor. They can maybe contact Airbnb, because there are rules with Airbnb about parties, about noise, about music, or walk over there. And politely, that normally doesn't go well when someone tells you don't do something. They want to do something even more. But I do think open communication is the right thing.
Yeah, walking over while the renters are there, yeah. They're going to be like, yeah, okay, thanks a lot, but
I know.
Please
turn that
home.
Up just a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it is about the communication.
Yep. All right, the next one. This is the sleeping with my wife topic.
Oh.
Dear John, and honestly, Heather, too.
Okay.
Interesting. My wife and I have one son who is 5 years old. We put him to bed in his own room, but most nights he comes in during the night and wants to sleep with us. My wife caves every time. How old is too old for our child to be sleeping in the same room as us? How do you handle it?
It's not going to last forever. And when it no longer is, in the moment, there may be some, you may not want it. But when it's all done, you're going to look back and be like, I wish I had some of those times back where your son or your daughter gets in and they snuggle up next to you. And yeah, you may lose a little bit of sleep. Maybe you get a hard time going back to sleep. But the kids will decide. They're not going to be coming into your room forever.
Oh,
so enjoy the moments that you do have, because when they're gone, it's just they're gone. You're never going to get those moments back.
That is true. I've never had an experience with this yet because my kids have been great sleepers and they've been in their own room basically since birth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the idea of my child sleeping in bed with me. However, if they've been sleeping well in their own room and she or he comes in, maybe they've had a nightmare or something happens, I will welcome them into the bedroom, yeah. Let them sleep in there. But I think if it goes on too long, you got to suck it up and just deal with a couple nights of crying and getting them back into their room. I'm a big believer they should be in their own room.
They didn't write to me. This does feel excessive at 5 years old every single night. A nightmare, I kind of feel like is there's a grace period.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's, I guess I'm, I mean, now on my fifth, it's, again, it's not going to last forever. And when it's done, it's done. And I think about those moments now that Lucy is now entering her second year of college. Mm-hmm. Ruby is going to be a freshman at college next year. Ellie and Jack, obviously, they're at an age where they're not going to do it. You miss those moments, so enjoy them while they last. It won't last forever, and like I said, when it's done, it's done, and you'll look back fondly on those moments. In the moment, in the heat of the moment, it's not gonna feel great. But
developmentally, is there any harm to
no.
the kid
no.
to be like, hey, you gotta
no,
learn how to sleep in
not.
Your own bed?
No.
Well,
okay, but let's take it to the extreme. They said how old? If you're 12 and you're still sleeping in mommy and daddy's bed, like,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
yeah, but
five,
not,
no issues.
No, yeah. I don't love it.
Okay.
I would not have. It's not acceptable to me every night, but every once in a while, it'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Next one is setting up friends. Dear John, I have a good friend who's currently single. He's in shape, good sense of humor, said no trouble picking up women, but just hasn't found the right one.
Mm-hmm.
His relationships typically fizzle out on his end. He said he wants to get more established in his career before he settles down. Anyway, a girl at the gym just got out of a relationship with a loser guy, and I think they would be compatible. Same age, in each other's leagues. I worry that if it backfires...
In each other's appropriate hotness.
Right. Says, I worry if it backfires, it impacts my friendship with either or both. Is it better to just stay out of other people's love lives?
I'm of the mindset that, yeah, I'd stay out of it. However, it doesn't have to impact your relationship with either party if it doesn't work out. And it could be one of those things where, I mean, again, some of it depends on how it ends. But I don't think if both of them are adults, they're not going to look at you and say, well, you're the reason.
And they weren't in the same friend group before.
To begin with, yeah.
They hung out separately. So if it doesn't work out, it's not really impacting your friend group, your tight circle. I say, yeah. I mean, at least mention, hey, there's a girl at the gym I think you'd be a great fit with. I think you should definitely do that.
And I think it's refreshing in today's world where everything is on the apps and a lot of people are frustrated with the apps. The idea that someone might be able to help you out, extend an olive branch, connect you.
Yeah.
I'd be
Don't
more
be afraid of what could go wrong. What if it goes right?
Right, and I mean, it could be huge too. Like you mentioned, like everything is so feels so impersonal these days, where it's swipe left, swipe right, whatever, whichever way you're going. But when you have the opportunity to have somebody that says, "Hey, I know this individual.
Right.
They seem like a good guy, and I know this girl. She seems very nice as well. You might hit it off." And maybe you don't, but it's up to the pair. If it doesn't work out, it's not on the individual that set them out.
So, like, I met Kelsey on the app, so I know it can work. But I hear from people who go, this is like landmines everywhere. The idea that someone would vet someone for you be a great service.
Have you guys ever been set up like that? like a friend hooking you up with somebody like, hey, go meet this girl. She's great.
No.
I had once a parent at the school I used to teach at.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, hey, I know someone you should. So it was like a blind date, and it was one blind date. And
it did not
that
go
bad?
Well.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't.
You guys weren't compatible.
Good. No.
Were they as advertised? Was he in your league?
That's a no.
John.
That's a no.
No, he wasn't? Yeah.
No, well, I'm joking. He was fine. Just wasn't for me.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
All right, the next one, rat plot problem. Dear John, my cat brought in a rat yesterday. May have been from a catio. Not a mouse, but this big, brown, hairy rat. And I'm out of town, and my wife is terrified. Should she stay with friends, and I'll deal with it when I get back in a couple days? What's the best way to flush it out? Or, because it's a rat, should I call a professional? How should I solve this problem, and how much should I spend?
It's an opportunity. Yeah, I mean, if she wants to stay with friends, yes. If she wants to stay in a hotel, hey, set her up at a nice hotel. If you're going to be gone, maybe it's a hotel with a spa. Make it a nice weekend for her. Spend a little money. Just let her enjoy it while the rat problem is taken care of. You hire somebody to come in. If you can't take care of it yourself, then yes, you hire somebody. Come on in and make sure that they can come back to dispose of the rat as well. So when you get home, you don't have to do it. But you could have done it yourself as well. And I'm not saying you, anyone in particular.
Whoever wrote this in.
Whoever sent this in. But there are rat traps that you can set. There's a lot of things that you could take care of this yourself.
Sounds like he had a time constraint, though, that it didn't have a lot of time to catch
said rat. It's a simple trip to the hardware store.
It is.
Set up some traps, leave. And it's actually the perfect way to do it, because you could put those traps around the house. Your wife doesn't have to worry about walking downstairs and seeing a dead rat in a trap. Just spend a little bit of money, set her up at a hotel. If she wants to go spend the weekend with friends, then do that.
That's really nice. I mean, I might see a rat when I get home.
just to get taken out of the house
here,
in a hotel.
Go get a hotel, Heather. Uh-huh. You're fine.
Yes, yes.
You just text Colin. Rat problem.
Yeah, I think I need a hotel room.
I've checked in at the hotel.
Sorry, you keep the kids. Yeah. I'll go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that person may or may not have been on their way to Shanty Creek and may or may not have had to handle the situation on the fly. I think your advice is great.
We'll get an update on the rat issue soon.
Today, I hope. This morning, hope so, maybe, yeah. When she comes downstairs and sees that dead rat in a trap.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to put this behind us.
Yes.
Or hypothetically in this situation, if it came up, you'd love to put this behind you.
Yes, as quickly as possible.
Dear John, you can send him in, dearjohnjanssen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.